What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Man, and this is another weekday drop, baby. Listen, man, we got a lot to speak about. We got a lot to talk about, man. It's a lot finna pop off in gaming, man, and a lot is going on. We're gonna hop over to the handy dandy board over here first, and then we're gonna kind of bounce back to some stuff that's actually taking present right now in current time and talk. Trying my best to keep up with a lot of this tech stuff and a lot of stuff that's going on, man, but it's a lot happening. Shout out to my Web3 family, the Connect.Club. Let's get it. Be sure to follow your boy Master23Mind everywhere, Mastermind RGTV on all platforms, IG, YouTube, and everywhere else, man. Listen, man, let's jump right into it. 100 Thieves is talking about making their own game. Now, this is pretty cool because the mere fact, let's break this structure down real fast. You have an esports team making its own game to where they can, in the process, begin to make their own currency for the game. Not saying they're doing all of this, but they can make their own particular currency for the game. That currency can provide things inside of the game, especially if it's, let's just say, their game just blew up to the point to where it just do some numbers. Because listen, folks, it's going to be another great game that's going to do some great numbers, like Call of Duty, like Grand Theft Auto. You know, the high numbers that they did, a game like this, and you know, with the whole concept and the design of an esports team behind a game, like, yo, it's so much potential, and you never really know what can happen in the future, but I just got high hopes for it because of the mere fact, yo, other esports teams may come about to start to probably like mod their games or mod different, you know, different games or create their own games and come out with their games for their communities, whatnot. Be pretty cool. But they will have the whole layout structure, especially I'm thinking to this high point because of the whole blockchain scenario, all the blockchain gaming and pay to play, all that's coming to play. And with that being said, if these guys, you know what I'm saying, already an esports organization developing a game and they have like an in-game currency to, especially if I'm thinking like a first-person shooter, if they can use their tokens to kind of purchase the in-game content or whatnot, you get where I'm going here. But I can go on and on about it, man, but that's the whole, like, the concept of it all is like, yo, this is innovation and evolution of gaming and technology all in one. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's moving all right on, man. EA looking into selling itself and merging with another company. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I really didn't see this coming, but essentially what the same way how we got the Xbox and the Bethesda deal, we got Square Enix selling off some of their different games under their umbrella or whatnot. Check out the previous podcast. I spoke about a lot of these things. And you got Sony buying up different organizations or whatnot. So, you know, it's like the big guys is just coming in and just kind of eating up smaller people. So it'll be real interesting to see where EA would go, you know what I'm saying, or merge, who would they merge with, or where would they go. I had more thoughts about this, but I'm going to kind of save it because, in the mere fact, I'm so pumped about the, you know what I'm saying, Summer Game Fest, June 2nd, PlayStation State of Play. Like, yo, but we're excited. But I'm really thinking to, like, yo, because you got games like 2K. Is 2K under EA? Well, I know they used to be. I'm not sure if they are anymore. But you got, like, Madden. You know what I'm saying? You got The Sims that's under EA. Like, EA got a pretty dope headline. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, with the old Star Wars is under EA. But EA is not, you know what I'm saying, they're not just no random gaming company over here. They you know what I'm saying, pretty valuable. So interested to see where they go and what's going to happen and who they go with. And whoever they go with, maybe it's going to be some type of deal, that exclusive deal that'll come with them. Speaking of exclusive, it's going to tie me right into the next topic. Modern Warfare, October 28th. Be ready, folks. Now, a bunch of things I've been reading on Twitter is basically, you know what I'm saying, and just the news, they're saying that, yo, this is going to have exclusive content coming out first for PlayStation. Now, I wasn't expecting that because of the deal that Microsoft cut with Activision. You know, they bought Activision. So, you feel what I'm saying? When a company get bought out or merged with another company, you will think that, you know, they would have some type of exclusive content for whoever that's buying about, like the new Call of Duty that's about to drop, the new Modern Warfare 2. You would think that, you know, Microsoft would have that exclusive, you know, coming out first, or DLCs come to them first, because especially since they just passed the deal. But, you know what I'm saying, if you go back to the nitty-gritty of the contract and dive deep into a lot of these things, you know, they still have to honor things that they got on the layout. And I think that contract is going to probably end up taking place probably 2023 sometime. So the next Call of Duty, which they supposed to be taking a break. So I think we're going to get this new Modern Warfare 2 that's dropping October 28th. And they're going to probably take a break and then come back with another cycle of Call of Duties. And the new cycle of Call of Duties that comes out, since they're under now that new contract with Microsoft, Microsoft will probably then get the exclusive to a lot of Call of Duty and a lot of those things coming out. So, you know, I'm pretty pumped for this Modern Warfare 2, man, because, you know, Black Ops series and the Modern Warfare series has always been like the favorite two of the Call of Duty community anyway. And, you know, they're bringing the Ghost guy back. You know what I'm saying? One of the Ghost characters, he's going to be on this one. Like, you know, I'm pretty excited for this one. I can't wait till we see some type of gameplay. The one thing I hope... So I'm going to run down a couple things I hope that they really capitalize on Modern Warfare 2. And that's the league play experience. Give us all the maps you give multiplayer, and when you come out new DLC maps and all this stuff, pay for content or whatever. Give the league players all of this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Gun upgrades, all of this stuff. Like, make it fair, but give us all of the same content that Modern Warfare, the same attention that Warzone is getting these things. So I ask that, you know, my hopes is more things added on to the game, like survival mode. Maybe not a zombies mode. So I said survivors mode first, because that usually go under the caliber of Modern Warfare. So definitely survival mode, if we can get that, you know what I'm saying? More modes, you know, and don't put the main focus on a war zone. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if they put the focus on multiplayer and league and things that the game should actually be focused on, the what we're paying for, yo, it'd be dope. Pretty dope. I mean, I'm not saying take the focus away from Warzone or anything, but I do think this Call of Duty has to stand out in some kind of way for the people that's actually paying for it, or the people that normally come in to experience Call of Duty for the multiplayer, for the league, for the survival mode. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be pretty dope. I'm pumped for it. I'm usually pretty pumped for all of the Call of Duties that come out because I participate in the league or whatnot. So, you know, I'm pretty pumped for it, man. I hope they include a story mode, even though I appreciate them including story mode, even though I haven't beat the last story mode on the other one, but I appreciate them having story modes. You know what I'm saying? Just more modes in the game. The crossplay, fix that to where we still have issues to where when PlayStation, Xbox, and PC get in a lobby together, sometimes the lobby sometimes crash out or something will happen. So crossplay issues really need to be touched on in the next Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Discord links, some type of way to where we could participate with these in-game transactions on the blockchain. That's gonna be key, yo. That's gonna be key. So if Modern Warfare 2 can lock down those things I just named, trust me, you in for a great game. Trust me. Moving on, man. Talking about in for a great game. I'm gonna dive deep into some technology for a second. 2024, Intel is talking about a chip supply. Hold that. PlayStation 5 Pro and the next Xbox, like mid Pro type, they suspect that we'll probably get that. TCS suspect that we'll probably get that 2023-2024. Now check this. Now, y'all know we still in the middle of a chip supply or whatnot. We got Intel over here buddy plugged in with the president to where, you know, they're about to get a whole freaking facility. You know what I'm saying? So the next Intel chips is going to probably be, you know, dope, probably specializing in powering a lot of IoT devices, electronic, you know, electric cars or whatnot, those things. But rumors that the next PlayStation 5, like the PlayStation 5 Pro and the next Xbox mid-upgrade series will be using AMD chips. Now, by us being on a chip supply, that's a chip shortage, I'm sorry, a chip shortage, that's one. Two, for the mere fact, a lot of people still don't even have a PS5. Three, we haven't even seen the capability graphics of 8K even running on the PS5. 8K is not even a norm. 4K haven't even became a default yet. So by 4K not becoming a default and by recession coming into play, all of these things coming into play, it's like, yo, if the consumers, if you can't get the product to the consumers in time and the consumers is still on 1080p or 720, majority of people are not on 4K. So the problem you're going to struggle with is you're going to have to rush TVs to consumers that's really utilizing and capitalizing 8K technology. If you're going to come out with a console by 2023, it's going to have to be the end of 2023. If this happened, if a PS5 Pro come about, it's going to have to be the end of 2023, maybe mid-2024. But if they rush it, it's going to be a market disaster. Because you got all these elements and things in place that's to where it's creating issues to where you're not going to be able to capitalize off it the way you really can if we didn't have a chip shortage, if you didn't have to rush the consumers with the tech. You know what I'm saying? It's so many things that can come into place to where, nah, man, take your time because we barely even scratched the surface of the PS5, you know? And I can't really see what upgrade right now would just really have me blown away. I can think of some stuff because I'm always holding PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, all these game guys to a very high standard, and I'm holding the bar very high because I know the capability of technology, you know. But I still don't think with the situations that's going on at hand on a global economic situation is it's not going to be ready. So, you know, with Intel making these new chips, you got NVIDIA doing great things. You got ARM doing some pretty cool things. Qualcomm, and I'm just naming chip producers and graphics card people or whatnot. These guys are doing some pretty cool things. AMD still holding it down. You know what I'm saying? There was a deal. I didn't write it down on my board, but there's a deal that's in place. Is it VMware? VMware and another tech industry. I can't remember, but that's important because of the mere fact it's all in the chip. You know what I'm saying? And in the chips, we got to have things to power IoT devices, gaming devices, you know what I'm saying, electric cars, you know, computers. So it's a lot of things. And by this shortage going on, I don't think PlayStation Pro, PS5 Pro should even be on the table for people to even be looking at it yet. AMD has announced that they're working on the next processor or whatnot, but you know, I don't know, man. I don't think it's ready because, like I said, I do want to touch on the TV thing for another quick second. The TV situation. Usually TVs kind of explode, you know, when I say explode, like doing very good in numbers about November or whatnot. So when TVs come about, a really big thing in November for Black Friday and those things, when they go on sale, that's cool. But again, you're going to have to force consumers to go out and do these things when they probably will. But the game consoles, you know what I'm saying, is still ahead of the freaking TV technology. You know what I'm saying? Kind of vice versa, because if you look on your PS5 box, you got the 8K symbol. There's, it say 8K on there. But the problem is, a lot of people don't, 8K is not really supported in a lot of things, and these things are way too expensive. So now we're going to have to cut the cost down on the television, which is the tech, which is not going to happen because we're in the middle of freaking crisis right now. You got wars and everything going on. You got, you know, after the pandemic, and you know, you got a lot of stuff just, you got chip shortages. It's a lot of stuff going into recession. It's a lot of stuff just going on that, no, bro, is no. They're not going to cut the cost on TV. So that's, you can cut that out the way. And even if you were able to get high-end 4K TV devices in every consumer's hand, you know, PlayStation would then have to send out some type of update to where they can really turn on the features of this hardware that's in this PlayStation. It's just a lot of stuff is going to have to be rushed. And anything that's done rushed is not going to be done good. So that's my opinion on the whole PS5 Pro dropping 2023, 2024. If that is possible, I feel like it's going to be rushed, you know, but if it's the end of 2023, end 2024, mid 2024, maybe, but more coming about that. But let me go ahead and jump right into this Summer Game Fest, yo. Listen, we got June the 2nd, State of Play, June the 2nd. By the time you hear this podcast, it's probably going to be June the 2nd, because we're at the end of May. Host Ben came here and did a podcast, but I've been stuck in the metaverse, man, and a lot of means and a lot of important people meeting, connecting communities, connecting the world, and just really loving the people, man, and just doing some great things. But listen, man, Summer Game Fest is going to be dope. It's going to be a real busy week in gaming. So we got June the 2nd for State of Play, the 9th, the 10th, the 12th, and Xbox and Bethesda got some going on. So that's going to be really dope. I want to check out something I just, let me pull this up for a second. I want to check out something that I seen on Twitter, and oh boy, I think I just seen some leaks, yo. Let's hope. So, Summer Game Fest leaks, folks. They say a link. I don't even care about nothing else real on the project. I look at something like, oh, Street Fighter 6, cool. Project Eve, oh yeah, cool for soaking. We heard about that. Little Devil Inside, not too sure about that. Of course, VR, you know, for a fact. Modern Warfare 2. VR 2, that's going to be interesting to see. I'm not really sure how they're going to, it's going to be interesting because VR 2, you know, is new and it's not out yet. I say still new. It's not out yet. So, of course, it's new, but I'm excited about it just because of the tech. It's PS5. And they have included, they have improved the graphics on a VR system. So I'm interested to see how Call of Duty is going to utilize this. So, you know, we're pretty interested, pretty excited about that. So, of course, some more VR games, but oh boy, even Avatar, but oh boy, Resident Evil 4 2023 teaser. Listen, I got to put the phone down. I told y'all if it happens. If they drop that, if they drop a teaser and we see something, I'm coming on here doing a 5-minute podcast to tell you how excited and how, yo, listen, it's going to be amazing, man. It's going to be amazing. The graphics on PS5, listen, Summer Game Fest done got things heated up, baby. E3, we don't need you anymore. We got Summer Game Fest. Listen, man, but for real though, all of the attention is on Summer Game Fest because of the mere fact there's no more E3, you know what I'm saying? But yo, we got Summer Game Fest showing some Resident Evil 4 teaser. Let's go. Now we just need Metal Gear Solid Remake, Final Fantasy X Remake. Now we just need those. Those are my three favorites. I'm pretty excited to see Final Fantasy Part 2 Remake. We may see something like that. So let's just speak about Summer Game Fest just for a quick little bit moment, man. So we may see Final Fantasy VII Remake 2. And of course, right now I'm just kind of naming games that I'm just really excited about. It's a couple, I know, I just don't remember the name of them at the moment, but when I seen the Resident Evil 4, of course, that's my favorite. Yo, I can't wait for that. I'm excited to see what Xbox and Bethesda is showing. Pretty excited to see, because this is, you know, yo, remember that deal they cut? So Yo, they're gonna probably show some really dope games. I know, was it Starlink? One of those games they pushed back, but they probably got some stuff they're cooking up. Let me see. I'm excited to see what if Nintendo show off anything. I think Nintendo, see, this my thing. Since E3 was canceled, Xbox need to go hard. Nintendo need to go hard. I'm talking about fire emojis hard. I'm talking about, yo, teaser of a new Nintendo console. You gonna have to go hard because this is the time right now. There's ain't no more E3. So now we in Summer Game Fest. What you gonna do, Nintendo? Yo, like Apple is now a playing person competitor in the gaming industry now. They're in the field. You gonna have to go hard. Show us what you got. I know Google I/O just had their little thing showing or whatnot. I continue to look at that, this technology. But yo, Stadia, where you at? Apple Gaming, where you at? Mobile Gaming, where you at? Summer Game Fest, what's up? Nintendo, PlayStation already finna pull out the big guns with the VR2, with Modern Warfare, you know what I'm saying, 2. You feel me? So, yo, Nintendo need to go hard. We need to see a classic game that's running in some high quality graphics. Even if you don't announce another console, just show us something, man. We don't want no treehouse. We don't want no treehouse and this is no. We want to see some, like, yo. I sit back and say I respect Nintendo. I'm looking for that vibe in Nintendo. You know it's all love. You know it's all love. So I ain't dogging Nintendo by any means necessarily. This is just passion for gaming. So I'm hoping that Nintendo really show off, man, and do something. Because if anybody can innovate something in gaming, it's Nintendo. So I'm pretty excited for Xbox to see what they do. I'm not a big Xbox fan, but I'm a gamer at heart first. So I'm excited to see what they do with Bethesda. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping for the freaking Perfect Dark. Like, yo, let's not forget Perfect Dark. You know? Even though that may be in the state of not quite good sanity right now, but for the mere fact we got somebody out here thinking about Perfect Dark, I'm with you. You know, so that's one. There's even Street Fighter 6. What's up? It's esports all day, baby. Let me show you. Let me see. After what we seen a little snippet of Street Fighter 6. Go back and look at the previews. It looks really good. I'm excited. Especially if they're talking about PS5 Pro in 2023 and 2024. That let me know what y'all thinking about it. So if you're thinking about it, I mean, these next games that you're going to be showing on Summer Game Fest and at the Gaming Awards, these 2023 games is going to be ridiculous in graphics. These updates finna go ahead and start coming down the pipe that's going to push these graphics and GPUs on, get to using them. So I'm pretty excited for a lot of stuff they're going to show, man. I'm, you know, since, because it's like, yo, the wait is over. We done waited. E3 isn't here. You know, we've been waiting for some world exclusive, world premiere, you know. So I'm pumped, man. GTA 6, we may hear more about GTA 6. I'm trying to think of some more games, yo. I need like a magic digital board right up here with all of the games is in my head I can think of. But even Breath of the Wild 2. You feel me? Like, yo. Hey, and they had to push that back. They had to push that back because you're going to have to need another console to run something like that, yo. Like, the game looks gorgeous. You know, and a lot of stuff is going on in that game. You're going to need better hardware, baby. We're going to have to get another Nintendo console. That's why they pushed it back, folks. You know what I'm saying? So they can do what they did with the other Legend, like the other Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 1, to where it comes out on both Nintendo console. But I guarantee you, if they release a new console with this new Breath of the Wild and this whole new this Pokemon that's supposed to be coming out, you remember that? If they release those two games on a new console hardware, man, listen, it's going to do good. It's going to do good. And if you don't do that and you try to force, a super powerful game like Breath of the Wild 2 down the pipe hole of some old hardware, it's not going to be satisfying to us customers. You're not going to be able to give us a full next generation Legend of Zelda experience. At the end of the day, us gamers, us consumers, we love these games because of the experience. Create, you have to give us this experience. No doubt. Now, we're going to get the experience regardless, but the experience is always better when you're able to run on newer hardware. How long a Nintendo Switch been out? Yeah, we just got a Nintendo Switch, aka Pro, but you know, that hardware is not, come on now, let's be real. Look at PS5, yo, look at this new Xbox, man, come on now. And we got Unreal Engine out here doing their thing. That's another thing I'm excited for. Also, before I head out of here, we got Hideo Kojima, Death Stranding 2, it's official. Silent Hill, y'all know I'm a Resident Evil fan, but Silent Hill, we may see a little of that. And this whole Unreal Engine, I'm excited to see what Unreal Engine is going to be displaying. I know they're going to show something, you know? And if they don't show something, whoever, Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation, they're going to show something that's going to be with Unreal Engine. You know, so I'm excited to see. I'm just pumped for Summer Game Fest, man. Because we're going to see some amazing games. And he's going to be like, yo, another podcast. But listen, man, that's all I got for y'all, man. Be sure to follow your boy at Master23Mind everywhere. And follow the gaming page, Mastermind RGTV, IG, and YouTube. And shout out to the Connect.club. We are worldwide, people. Shout out to the Africa family and the West Side Cali. Let's go. But yo, man, we be playing live on our Cold War in the League. Be sure to check me out there on Twitch, Master23Mind. Love is love, y'all. Game on, people. Let's get it.